6 weeks from today, we'll be going through November election results. Michigan will have a new U.S. senator, and voters will have either given Governor Rick Snyder another term or elected Democrat Mark Schauer. 6 weeks from today will also mean the beginning of the state's lame duck legislative session. Lame duck, that period of time after the November election, but before a new year begins with new lawmakers. Now, the last time lame duck came up in the Michigan legislature, it brought us the passage of right to work. So what are we going to see this year? Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He is also my co-host of It's Just Politics. Hi, Rick.
Ta-da.
So when we talk with the Republican leaders who, you know, are pretty much running the show right now in Lansing, they say they don't have huge, big plans that will surprise everyone for lame duck. Are folks buying that?
No. they're not. At the very least, you know, there's the suspicion, and a lot of it is rooted in what happened in the last lame duck session when all of a sudden right to work got legs and ran. That there's going to be, you know, something, you know, that comes up out of the blue. The biggest one that comes up would be what's called electoral college reform, that Republicans will try to do something in anticipation of the coming presidential cycle to make Michigan more competitive in terms of helping the Republican win electoral votes in Michigan. In the last six presidential elections, the Democrats have always won, which means under Michigan's winner-take-all system, they've also gotten all 16 electoral votes.
Right, and because so, Michigan is winner-take-all. So let's talk a little bit about what Republicans are talking about, which is an idea that instead of a winner-take-all electoral college system, it would be based on congressional districts, and because of how Michigan has been so gerrymandered.
That's a judgmental term, not a legal term, because gerrymandering is illegal.
Right. Like what we all like to say are most likely gerrymandered districts. Mm-hmm. What that would mean, for example, is, you know, if this was in effect in 2012, that Mitt Romney
would have won more electoral votes, even though Barack Obama won the popular vote here in Michigan. Now, we should point out, though, that really, you know, House Speaker Jace Bolger has said that this is something that he thinks deserves to be, you know, talked about. Governor Snyder has publicly expressed himself to be at least lukewarm on the idea that you know, this is something that should be, you know, bipartisan, you know, hinting that it shouldn't be rammed through in something like a lame duck session. That Senate Majority Randy Richardville has said similar things. But I guess, you know, if you want to look at the lame duck session sort of writ larger, it will depend a lot on what Governor Rick Snyder would like to get done before the end of this term. And there are really three things on his list, and they are number one, road funding, number two, road funding, number three, road funding.
No, he also told me last week the fourth was road funding also. You're missing
one. Yep. And it's 5, 6, 7, and 8. So anything that contributes toward getting transportation funding done in the lame duck session would have to be given some serious consideration. So bring in electoral college reform, and then, you know, whatever else might be out there. We should point out that 11 state senators, you know, members of the state house, will not be coming back because of term limits, because they ran for something else, because they just decided to retire. And that's before we get to the results of the November elections. And anything and everything that those exiting lawmakers would like to get done while they still have the power and privilege of being a voting member of the Michigan legislature would also, you know, potentially go on to the agenda. And, you know, I mean, just to give you an example, that the Michigan Vehicle Code is typically something that gets a bill to amend that typically gets very, very large in the closing days of a session.
Right. I mean, you know, this month we saw Talk Like a Pirate Day was okayed in the Michigan legislature on the House.
That actually gets that has now become a regular event. It gets okayed every year.
So, Rick, could we see some of these issues, for example, road funding, electoral college? Could we actually see some horse trading about what gets done and what doesn't?
Governor Snyder famously does not do horse trading with the legislature on issues. He does do things that seem an awful lot not like horse trading, but because he says it's not horse trading, of course it's not. That you sit down and you have a dialogue, you find out what's on everybody's to-do list, you find out what things on those to-do lists are acceptable, one, and two, you know, get you to the number of votes that you need.
Rick, in 2012, there were sort of rumblings before lame duck that right to work could get passed. Are there other rumblings of issues? One thing that I'm thinking about, for example, is prevailing wage. Democratic leader Tim Grimmel says something that's something he's worried about, that Republicans might try to do something about.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a right to work hangover that, you know, right after making Michigan a right to work state, doing something about the prevailing wage law, the one that says that public contractors have to pay the prevailing local union wage has always been high on the Republican target list. And so Democrats are wondering, you know, what is in play? What might get thrown down during lame duck session, especially if the Republicans lose their hegemony in Lansing, lose the reality that they control the Senate, the House, and the governor's office, have a majority on the state Supreme Court, and then all of a sudden things that they might want to do in the coming session won't be quite as doable as they once were.
What does this say about where our system is at, that lame duck is sort of when things are getting pushed through or getting done? Is this just sort of the new normal?
Actually, I would submit to you that it is the old normal, that lame duck is always where, you know, has always been a place where a lot of, issues that are either too controversial to deal with before the election land or too inconsequential to deal with until after the election land, especially when you've got a lot of people who are going to be departing for one reason or another. If you've got a small number of departing legislators, lame duck can be kind of manageable because you don't have a lot of last minute asks. If you've got a lot of lawmakers departing, like we will this year, then, you know, lame duck becomes, you know, more of a grab bag with a lot of people trying to get stuff done before they leave. And, you know, quite frankly, just not everybody gets their wish.
Finally, Rick, we should absolutely say, you know, we're talking quite a bit about Republicans because they control the legislature, executive branch. But let's be pretty clear that if Democrats were in charge during lame duck, they would most likely do the same thing, push through policy issues that they want.
The philosophy and operations of a lame duck session really don't have a particular partisan makeup. The Democrats and Republicans handle the opportunities and challenges of the post-election session pretty much the same way.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, also my co-host of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Zoe.